You're listening to Vatican Radio. This Sunday, November 19th, marks the first World Day of the Poor, which Pope Francis called for at the conclusion of the Jubilee Year of Mercy. The Pontifical Council for New Evangelization on Tuesday announced a number of special events that are taking place throughout the week to highlight this annual initiative. On Sunday morning in St. Peter's Basilica, some 4,000 poor and needy people, accompanied by volunteers from Italy, France, Spain, Brussels, Luxembourg and Poland, will take part in a Mass celebrated by Pope Francis. Following the Eucharist, 1,500 of the visitors will be invited to lunch in the adjacent Paul VI Hall, while the other 2,500 will be taken to lunch in some of the Catholic colleges, seminaries and charitable organisations in the vicinity of the Vatican. Those dining in the Paul VI Hall will be served a meal of gnocchi with tomato sauce and veal stew with vegetables, plus tiramisu and coffee for dessert, all prepared by papal chef Sergio Dussin from Bassano del Grappo in Italy's northern Veneto region. The Vatican Police Band and a children's choir will provide background music for the festive lunch, which has been organised in collaboration with a number of local charity organisations and parishes. On the previous evening, Saturday the 18th at 8 p.m, there will also be a prayer vigil in the ancient Rome Basilica of St. Lawrence to remember volunteers all over the world who offer their services in support of the poor and marginalised. Throughout the week of November 13th to 19th, meanwhile, a mobile clinic has been set up just in front of St. Peter's Square, offering free specialised medical services between the hours of 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. A special booklet marking this first World Day of the Poor has also been published in six languages as a pastoral aid for dioceses and parishes worldwide who wish to take part in this important initiative. I'm Philippa Hitchin.